Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. I'm so delighted to be back on our broadcast today, on our radio broadcast for the preaching of the Word of God. I just give God all the praise today and all the glory. I honor him. I give him glory. I magnify his holy name on today. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity on today. We're going to have a guest speaker on today, and I thank God. I thank God for this woman of God. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and then we will come with the Word of God. So, scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 9 today. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will shew forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praises to thy name, O thou most high. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou stated in thy throne judgment right, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to the a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in the time of trouble, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for the Lord has not forsaken them that seek thee. I just thank God for the Word of God. I just give God all the praise today for this mighty Word. I'm going to get ready to play our music now. Amen. The Word of God for the people of God. Go ahead, it ain't on. Look at that.
Battery full. Connected to you. I found.
Amazing grace shall always be. My soul of praise. Oh, it was great. My liberty. Jesus died, why not?
Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. Father, I bring my daughter before you on today. Bring your daughter before you, God, the woman of God, in the name of Jesus, asking you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to just move her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, just move her, let her decrease, that you may increase and take control on today. Lord, I ask you right now to cover everyone under the sound of my voice on today, God. I ask you right now, God, to send your anointing, God. Send your anointing, Lord. When your anointing is present, it's present to heal, deliver, and set free on today. Send your power down, God. Let your power just expand all over her today, God. In the name of Jesus, let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on her today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, just touch her right now. From the top of her head, Lord, to the soles of her feet on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, God, through her today, God. Speak through her today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, just use her, God. Be in control today. In the name right now, I praise you right now. Father, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen, amen. And we just give God praise. We just going to get ready for the woman of God to bring the word of the Lord of God. We have prophetess Carlin Brown bringing the word of God on today. She's my armor bearer. She's a mighty and powerful prophet of the Lord. He uses her, and she's obedient to the Lord. I thank and praise God for all that she do for the ministry and for me. So I want to present to some and introduce to others Prophet Carlin Brown. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Dean. This is truly a day that the Lord has made, and I'm just so pleased because ever since last night of our great prophecy. Can you hear me, Apostle?
Yes, but a little louder if you can.
Okay. And ever since last night, the Lord has just revealed to me, even on to the scripture that you read, even what Apostle-elect Michelle was talking about last night. And you had no idea of what I'm getting ready to talk about today that the Lord has put upon my heart. And it's all connected. So I'm just thanking God. I'm thanking God for his grace and his mercy. I thank God for this opportunity to be before you today at this noontime word. Under the tutelage of Apostle Edward and Deborah Deans of the End Time, Men and Women of War, the Life Support Ministry, and the Prayer Room Ministry. You could be doing anything else on today, on this Saturday. But I thank you for just tuning in for this time to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto us today. And I just want to just go before the Father and have just a few words of prayer. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I give you praise and honor for this day, another day, Lord God, that you have given us to see, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for our life and our health and our strength on today. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for anything I said wrong, did wrong, thought wrong, oh Lord. I ask you, oh God, to cleanse my heart and cleanse my spirit, oh God. I ask you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, that I may decrease and invite the Holy Spirit, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I come against and I rebuke the spirit of error for anything that may come out of my mouth, oh God. Let it be all in a line, in accordance with you, oh Lord. And I give you praise, oh Lord, for it in the name of Jesus. I just thank God for this word today. As we are navigating through all of these different turbulent times that we're faced with. We're faced with so many different issues. We have so many different interruptions, so many distractions and disappointments in the life. We have our family. We have our loved ones. We have parents to run. We have chores to do. We have work to do. We have so many things, hallelujah, that's before us and in front of us.
And I'm thanking God, hallelujah, for this word on today, because it's a reminder for myself as well. See, we can easily fall into diverse places when we're having hard times, when we're going through the valleys of despair.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little weak because I'm going through a valley right now, too. But I say I'm going through. I didn't say I was stuck, hallelujah. I said I'm going through.
Come on now.
Because I know that we have an advocate, and our advocate is Jesus Christ. So just because we're going through the valleys and the shadows and the hallelujah, we don't have to stay there because we have an advocate who is Jesus Christ that we can go to.
Mm-hmm.
So this brings me to the key scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. And I'll be reading some stuff from here. It's a very familiar scripture, yet sometimes it is forgotten because we get so busy being called life. So I'm going to read the scripture. And the scripture reads, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." You see, God gives us an alternative for worrying about our needs. The scripture says in Isaiah 26:3, he said, if you keep your mind on him, he will give you perfect peace. He didn't say he was going to give you a little bit of peace. He said he will give you perfect peace. He didn't say some peace. He didn't say a little bit every now and then. No, he said, I will give you, hallelujah, perfect peace if you just
keep
your mind stayed on the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In other words, we should depend on God for our provision instead of worrying about how we're going to obtain this and how we are going to obtain that. He tells us to worry for nothing. He tells us to be anxious for nothing, but to seek him first. If he gives us a provision, hallelujah, he will make the provision afford to pass. So let's talk about seeking God first. I ain't say second, said first. How we're honoring God with our time. Are we honoring God in prayer? Are we taking the time out to carve out some time, 5, 10, 20, hour, whatever it is, every day to have some time in prayer with our Father? Because we know that prayer changes things. Because when things happen to me, I start calling on the prayer warriors because I know, hallelujah, that prayer changes things. So are we taking time to take the time to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Are we taking the time, our time of fasting before the Lord? He says nothing comes but the fasting and prayer. Are we taking time to take a little bit of time to say, okay, and fasting does not always have to be from food. It could be for whatever is taking you from God.
Right.
From whatever is taking you from spending time with God. I'm telling you, I'm a living witness. It is, there are benefits to fasting and praying. Praying. Are we taking out the time to minister to his kingdom? When he gives us a word, even if we don't know the person, if we're out and about, or somebody calls and says, I need prayer, and sometimes we'll say, well, I'll pray for you. I mean, I'll pray for you. Let no pray for me now. The person said, pray.
Right.
I need prayer. So are we taking time to minister on to others, to seeking God in this way? Are we taking time to seek the face of God? Are we taking time out just to be with him? And sometimes we can just sit and just wait on the Holy Spirit just to talk to us, just to speak to us, taking time because our God honors that time. Are we cutting off the TV? Hallelujah. Are we cutting it off so that all of these different distractions, all these things that we're listening to and getting into our spirit, are we taking the time to just decompress and come away from those things? Are we putting our phones down and other devices that we may be attached to and taking the time to cut the phone off sometimes? Just cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
Not the end of life. Just cut it off. Are we taking time to leave social media alone, to leave Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, or whatever you have? I know I was thinking I was watching TikTok. I said, oh, yeah, I'm getting too involved in this. You're sitting scrolling. We are seeking. Mm-hmm. Are we seeking to get in the presence of the Lord? Sometimes we say the time gets away from us. We have 24 hours in a day. Time gets away from us to seek the face of the Lord because we let the time get away. We have to sacrifice and make the time. We make the time for any and everything else that we want to do. We make the time when we're in the valleys of despair. When the despair shows up in our lives and we need the Lord, we got time to call on the Lord again. We need the time while the time may be found. Are you seeking him while he may be found? In 6 and 33, the Lord says, seek. Seek. Seek is a present imperative verb that means to pursue something and keep pursuing it without stopping. To pursue the face of the Lord without stopping. I say this again. Present imperative, meaning present. Are we doing this now? Imperative, meaning is vitally important. It is crucial because it is crucial and vitally important to our life. When we have things that are important to us, it's on the top of our list. Our list to do, I got to do. It's important because we make it vitally important. So we need to also make God, hallelujah, important enough that we seek him all the time. How crucial for us to stay before the time of the Lord, because the time is drawing near. We're already seeing evidence of war. Not rumors, but we're seeing war. Some nations are faced with massive refugee crisis. We are hardly being able to tell what season that we are in. I just want to encourage you on today to seek God in everything that we do, where we go, how we go, what we should say, when we should say it. In everything, it may seem minute, it may seem silly, but I'm telling you, when you ask the Lord on every decision, he said, pray without ceasing. Seek him.
That's right.
Seek him for everything. Matthew 6:33, it begins with a conjunction. The Lord took me back to grade school. But, he says, but, that lets us know that this scripture is not a standalone scripture. It's a continuation of a conversation that started much earlier. The conjunction joins with 6:33 to the verses that start as early as Matthew 25 and ends in Matthew 34. So let's check this out a little bit. Verses 25, and all these portions are when Jesus was on the Sermon on the Mount, when he's teaching. Essentially, Jesus is talking about us trusting him. So let's go to our word in Matthew 6 and 25 and 26 is what I'll read first. He says, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought of your life, and what ye shall drink, nor for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? So here the Lord is telling us to be anxious for nothing. His word is telling us not to be disturbed or consumed, hallelujah, with material things. Because when we do, we're distrusting God. And we're distracted from faithfully doing his will. You see, when we're consumed, we're being anxious, and that's the opposite of faith. Even the poor are not worried about what they shall eat or drink or what they shall wear. When Jesus asked in that verse in 25, when he asked, is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? This means that our inner mental stability must come from the spirit of man and not from these outward and from these outward physical things, from our supply. When we set our hearts on the material possessions or when we worry about the lack of them, we are really we're insecure and we're depriving ourselves of the spiritual blessings of God. Okay, let's go to 27 and through 32. Just bear with me. Which 27, it says, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Wherefore withal shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. So here Jesus is illustrating the point, referring to nature. When he talks about worrying, he says, we shall not worry about what we're going to eat or how we're going to be clothed.
Mm-hmm.
Here we see that God, he is our sustainer. He is the keeper of nature. He does it every day. Even in climates such as where we live in Michigan, when it's below 0 degree weather, how do the animals survive? Even in Arctic temperatures, how? Because God makes the provision. Worry does not add to our life. It's only a state of anxiety telling us that we have little faith. Okay, just stick with me for a minute here. And we've arrived here at our key scripture. The key scripture being 6 and 33. I'm going to read 33 and 34, and then I'll close. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Take, therefore, no thought for morrow, for morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is evil thereof. So this portion, as I said before, is coming from the Sermon on the Mount, where the disciples have pledged their allegiance to Christ and to continue to seek him and his righteousness, to seek his kingdom. As believers, we are to seek the characteristics of God. And then all these things, these material things, shall be added onto us. When our priority is spiritual, God can take care of any and everything else. For where God guides us, he provides. We need not to worry about tomorrow. This means that each day, every day has its own trouble and its own challenges. But we have to responsibly handle them, without worrying about the problems that could arise for tomorrow. To seek something is to earnestly look for it in expectation. You know how it is when you're in expectation of something, whether it's an event or whether it's whatever it is. You're in expectation of it, and you're looking forward to it. You put your faith in it. You put your trust in it. You believe in it. But it's unfortunate that some people often do not seek God first. They seek everything before they seek God. God's word tells us, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart. That means when you give your whole heart, your whole self to God, just give him everything. I surrender, God. I surrender your will. Hallelujah.
Let us seek God like never before. Give him our all. If you take one step, trust me, God will take another step. He is waking us. He loves us with an everlasting love. Seek him to get into that spiritual realm, to get to know him, to get to so you can lean on him and depend on him only.
Yes,
God bless you. And I pray that this word has inclined your heart to get closer to him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. That's an awesome word that the woman of God has brought today. This is her first sermon, and I just thank and praise God for the word of God for us on today. We can take this word and apply it to our lives in the name of Jesus and just give God all the glory and all the praise. You know, I just want to just thank God for the woman of God. And if anyone wants to sow in her life, I mean, we need to sow, but, you know, to even just show that she's appreciated and to that God loves her. And so her name is Carlin Brown. I don't really know the Cash App, but I know if you bring Carlin Brown up, the Cash App going to come up. Let me see. It's a privilege and an honor to be able to sow in someone's life. And I think and praise God, I'm getting quiet because I'm trying to look for it. But it's an honor. It's a $ mission road trip. $ mission, MISSION, road, ROAD, RIP, mission road trip. And we need to just let her know how much we really, you know, we appreciate the word of God and just to encourage her on today. And I just thank and praise God for the both of the women of God that one preached yesterday and one preaching today. That's their first sermon. I thank and praise the Lord for it on today. And God is going to do some great and wonderful things for the women of God. In the name of Jesus, I'm not going to hold you. I'm just thanking God for this opportunity to hear this word on today. I'm excited about what's coming in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to hold you. We're going to get ready to go off the air. God bless you all. I love you. Is there anything else, Prophetess Brown, that you would like to say before we go off?
Oh, no, I just thank and praise God. I just love God, and I thank and praise God for his word. And want us just to be more mindful of what we have to do for the Lord, because only that's
Amen.
What's going to stand what we do for the Lord. So I'm giving God the best that I can. I'm giving him all that I can. I just thank and praise him. You know, this was out of my comfort zone, but I thank and praise God that he propelled me and that he let me know that I should have no fear, hallelujah, and that I propelled forth. And I just thank and praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, God, that was an awesome word, a very right now word. So we're going to get ready to close out. God bless you all. And again, so into
Apostle,
the woman
Apostle,
of God.
Can you close out? Can I say anything?
Yes, you can say something.
I just want to thank the two women that gave the word on yesterday and today. Both words was powerful,
Amen.
And we needed to hear it. And indeed, coincide with each other. And basically, we need to apply God to our life more, and to just trust and wait on God, because God knows all, he sees all. And I'm just grateful for that, and grateful for the women that took time out of their day to just even come forth and to share a word.
Yes.
You know, we be so busy, but just to stop and get a word is always awesome.
Hallelujah.
And I just thank God for them, and I thank God for you, Apostle, for giving them the chance to do it. And that's all I wanted to say.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Alma Bear, Prophetess Morton. God bless you. Amen. And we are going to apply to our lives. And thank you again, you both. Thank you again, Prophet Carlin Brown. God bless you all. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for this opportunity, God, to hear the word of God on today, a mighty and powerful word, God. I just thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I give you praise and glory for this word. I ask you to cover the two women of God. Just cover them in your shed blood. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lead and guide them, God, in the way you would have them to go. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. God bless you all. I love you. I'll be right back on the live tomorrow at 12:30 Central, 1:30 Eastern time for our worship service. God bless you. I love you. Have a good day. Thank you all for coming.
Love you all. Have a good day.
Love you.
Have a good day.
Amen. Amen. Love you. Mm-hmm. Love y'all.